Kids at this Bay Area elementary school typed in a simple word. What they saw on their iPads was nothing short of shocking.
An explosive day on the job. The East Bay worker recovering after that bizarre blast.
They cannot walk. They cannot talk. They require lifelong care.
But a groundbreaking UCSF surgery has been a huge game changer against a devastating disorder. Tonight, the exclusive life-changing results.
A new start.
It's a new life.
He's really, really happy.
Plus, what kind of person could watch a live stream of a mass shooting and not report it? Turns out, most of us.
This is magnified even further by the internet.
It is a company valued at $38 billion, and San Francisco city leaders would maybe like to see them move town. Why a colossus in the e-cigarette industry is on some very shaky ground.
The new KPIX 5 News at 7 starts right now with the Bay Area Elementary School, where students accidentally accessed porn sites on their iPads. Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. KPIX5's Andrea Borber reports from Sonoma Valley Elementary School.
Handmade art plastered to windows is one of the classic hallmarks of elementary school life. But at Sonoma Valley Unified School District, the worry isn't about paint stains, but wandering internet searches in classrooms.
Kids are going to wander around. Kids are going to type in, see what happens. Kids experiment. So we want to make sure we have the ways to, that when they do that, we'll stop them.
Last week, in a second grade classroom at Prestwood Elementary School, a student conducted a YouTube search for the word kissing and a euphemism for the female anatomy and found inappropriate material. And then the algorithm took over.
But they weren't typing in things that were incredibly inappropriate. They were just able to keep clicking through and seeing more and more inappropriate stuff.
So during spring break, district technicians are going classroom by classroom to check the internet history of each of the 700 iPads in kindergarten through second grade. The district is also removing YouTube and the Safari browser from all of the iPads, as well as blocking both sites from the Google Chromebooks that the third through fifth graders use. The district had filters in place, but is also adding monitoring software to all teachers' computers so they can watch what the iPads are doing remotely. Parents say tech companies also need to step up.
I think there's a big responsibility for the companies to continually be, you know, improving those algorithms.
The district hopes to have all of the changes in place before the students come back to school after spring break. We reached out to YouTube for comment on their end. We have not heard back yet at this point. In Sonoma, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
This evening, the San Francisco District Attorney says his office will not file charges against Giant CEO Larry Baer.
A Baer was posted on TMZ. It happened earlier this month in Hayes Valley. There was a struggle over a cell phone with Baer's wife tumbling out of a chair. The DA's office says, quote, after a careful review of the relevant evidence, including multiple videos, statements from several witnesses, and the parties themselves, the evidence does not support filing criminal charges. Baer remains on an indefinite leave with the team. The Giants told us that they are going to hold off on a response until Major League Baseball completes its own investigation.
A recycling truck driver was rushed to the hospital after this happened on his route today. The driver was making a curbside pickup in Oakland when all of a sudden, boom, there was an explosion in the back of his truck. Debris goes flying. The driver goes flying, gets knocked to the ground. Right now, it's not clear what caused the blast.
Thankfully, there were neighbors in the area that immediately responded and assisted him and stayed there with him until emergency personnel arrived.
Police say the worker is in stable condition. The explosion happened around 8 o'clock this morning near Moss Avenue while the truck was crushing materials. The bomb squad was called in to clear the scene.
Three freeway shootings in 3 days. Tonight, that has one East Bay Police Department scanning its network of highway cameras more closely. Pittsburgh police gave KPIX 5 a behind-the-scenes look at their control center, where 160 cameras are trained on roads and intersections, an added investigative tool.
We've made over 264 felonious vehicle stops, whether it's a stolen vehicle or a wanted vehicle related to a subject, and approximately just over 260 arrests.
So you would say it's working?
Absolutely.
Well, City of Pittsburgh says it has made just over 260 arrests since the cameras went up.
Well, this is hard to believe tonight. Facebook says not one person, zero, reported the New Zealand shooter's bloody rampage as it was being live streamed. The social media giant says about 200 people watched the attacks in real time, and not a single user reported it to them until 12 minutes after it ended. Bay Area residents have different ideas on what that really means.
Yeah, it says that our society is really self-absorbed.
I think someone who's 16 would have just thought, well, that's another video game.
You would hate to think that they knew it was really happening and that they didn't report it, because that doesn't say bode well for people.
A clinical psychologist tells us this is an example of something called the bystander effect. The more people who witness an incident, the less likely anyone will act on it. Facebook says it has removed or blocked more than a million copies of the video.
San Jose already runs an airport, a police department, parks. Could a bank be coming up next? San Jose's current banking partner is Wells Fargo, which has a contract until 2021. But one city council member wants the city to look into the possibility of creating its own community bank. That bank would mostly be used for business services like paying contractors. And some say that is risky.
In good years, we're going to have a great outcome, and banks usually do great in good years. But in bad years, the taxpayers are on the hook.
It's not amateur hour. We need to make sure we understand exactly what we're doing.
Chase Bank was the highest bidder to replace Wells Fargo, but it's currently settling 22 wage theft cases. And San Jose has an ordinance that prohibits it from doing business with companies that have wage theft violations.
Tonight, a $38 billion company is officially unwelcome in San Francisco. KPIX5's Wilson Walker on the plan to make it harder for e-cigarette makers to call the city home.
Well, we are outside the headquarters of Juul, a behemoth in the e-cigarette industry, a massive business, and San Francisco city leaders are about ready to ask them to leave town.
Not in our district, not in San Francisco, and really not around young people. There's no place for it at all.
That is San Francisco Supervisor Shimon Walton talking specifically about Juul, a company now facing what amounts to a dual front attack from its home city of San Francisco. One part of that was announced today by the city attorney's office.
So what San Francisco is saying today is, FDA, do your job. We want the FDA to immediately review the public health impacts of these products.
So that new legislation would remove e-cigarette products from San Francisco's store shelves, and another piece of legislation from Supervisor Walton would remove Juul from his district.
I want that business out of my district. The neighbors, the community wants the business out of the district.
The Juul headquarters actually sits on land owned by the Port of San Francisco, so the city does have plenty of authority here. And Walton says Juul's partnership with the maker of Marlboro cigarettes makes the current situation unsustainable.
At the end of the day, they have people addicted to nicotine, young people addicted to nicotine that would have never picked up a cigarette, but if it weren't for their predatory practices in terms of putting products out there that entice young people.
All right, now Juul declined to speak with us on camera, but they did issue a statement saying all this will do is keep people from having an alternative to traditional cigarettes. They actually ask, the legislation begs the question, why would the city be comfortable with combustible cigarettes being on shelves when we know they kill more than 480,000 Americans per year? So we will see where this legislation goes. One, to take them off the shelves, and two, to maybe make Juul leave city property. We are in the Dog Patch. Wilson Walker, KPIX 5.
Coming up next, KPIX 5 original report.
The daring experimental treatment pioneered right here in the Bay Area.
We are really lucky to have this, and we have to take the chance.
An exclusive look at the families who took a leap of faith and were met with some spectacular results.
We've been amazed by the technology.
It was a great surprise.
The Bay Area homeowner fighting back at City Hall by throwing an unusual garden party.
If you want me to cut my fence down, now you get to see what's behind the fence.
Plus, a warning ahead of our next storm, the dangers to expect at Bay Area beaches.
And Elizabeth just said it, the next storm is on its way. This wonderful break we've been having from the rain ends later tonight. So coming up in the forecast, I'm going to time not one, but two rainmakers in this forecast. Coming right up.